Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Bondi Blue, and this is my very first podcast. And I just want to introduce myself for those who don't know me. I am YouTube vlogger, Bondi Blue, from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I basically give you that real, no filter, no chaser, all over your fucking feelings every damn day. That's what I give you, okay? And I just wanted to come to you guys to talk about a few things today. Especially talk about some of the things that have been going on in entertainment news, because that's what I do. I talk about reality shows and entertainment news and the ratchet and the not so ratchet, okay? I'm politically conscious and I will get you together in a minute. That's my life. Also, you guys, I'm going to be giving you a little tease of my MFN advice letters. I normally do a MFN advice, which stands for my motherfucking advice video. And I'm going to be doing a little bit of that on my podcast as well. So you guys stay tuned and enjoy my show. Okay, so let's get right into this entertainment news. Gabrielle Union and D-Wade have finally got engaged after years of flossing all over the blogs and vlogs. After years of being the chocolate-coated baby daddy, D-Wade has finally popped the question and given Gabrielle Union a huge rock, and not the one he tried to give her, what was that, earlier this month with his NBA championship ring? Yes, that was some foolery and fuckery. Now, if she thought it was an engagement ring, that was some foolery and fuckery for real. But I'm guessing that she knew that he was going to give her a championship ring. I'm just, you know, feeling like, oh my God, don't get down on one knee with the ring and then, you know, it's a championship ring. You know, don't do that to me. That would hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? But it's still nice to know that their black love has persevered through his crazy baby mama standing on the streets talking about, you know, she's out there broken, all of that. And, you know, just all of the trials and tribulations that have gone along with their relationship. And I'm sure it is not easy being Gabrielle Union with D-Wade flying all over the country to play basketball with a different hoe in every state. Not saying he partakes in the fuckery, but just saying that's what the stereotype is, okay? But congratulations to them all the same. Happy to see their chocolate love, you know, keep going throughout the ages, all dramatically and shit. Moving on, you guys. Let's get into this Duck Dynasty thing. Now, I'm from Louisiana, like I said, and I know my way around some situations. Do you know what I mean? Especially dealing with race relations. And I am very in tune on the subtle nuances of racism. People tend to think that racism doesn't exist. They think it's not as prevalent in today's world of 2013, but they are sadly mistaken. And this was shown when the father of the Duck Dynasty clan said a few statements, okay? The first statement was about homosexuality being close to bestiality, and it's not what God wants, and you know, you're throwing your ding-a-ling everywhere, and he wants you guys to know that a female's vagina is much better than a man's anus. Even though I agree, I still feel as if there are consequences for the things that you put out, okay? Now, the whole argument, there are a whole bunch of people that are in support of him saying that he should be able to say whatever he wants to say, including our governor, Bobby Jindal. Now, this is where I have the problem. I don't give a damn what Phil Roberts feels like, you know, the world should be like, because it's not going to be like that, okay? I personally feel as if, how could the world have not known that Phil Roberts probably felt that gay people were disgusting and, you know, abominations to Jesus Christ and all of this type of shit? How could you not think that? He's a damn hick. He's from Louisiana. He's from the South. The man hunts ducks, for Christ's sakes. And you really thought that he was going to have a, you know, a higher form of ideals? Come on now, people. Stop being surprised by dumb shit, okay? I guess you thought because he was on television that he wasn't, you know, he didn't have bias. You know what I mean? That's ridiculous. Also, I'm going to get into Bobby Jindal's comments because I have a problem really with what he said more so than what Phil Robertson said. Is it Robertson or Roberts? Robertson, right? Either way, the daddy from Duck Dynasty. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The shit been all over the news, Twitter, everywhere. People been talking about this and I'm tired of hearing about it, really. But I just want to give my standpoint on it, which is that Phil Robertson can say whatever he wants to say. But A&E does not have to stand behind him as he says these things, because even though it may be a part of people's religion to think that, you know, people are going to hell for being gay, in this day and age, that is still considered, you know, it's still considered bias. It's still considered bigotry. It's still considered mean and hateful. It's still considered that, especially when you make it seem like having sex with a man, if you're a man, is the same thing as having sex with an animal. And that's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous. And I don't like those types of statements at all. Okay. But at the same time, it does not surprise me. So I can give two shits what he says. My problem is when a governor gets up and says that he remembers a day when, you know, the television stations actually believed in the First Amendment. So basically, he's blasting A&E for no longer wanting Doug Dynasty on their channel. Also, you know, I mean, well, really wanting the daddy on Duck Dynasty. But from what I understand, the whole family is like, well, if the daddy can't be on there, we all don't want to be on there. I didn't watch Duck Dynasty, so I don't care. But the 8 million people that did watch Duck Dynasty are going to get their feelings hurt, including the president, who told one of the reporters when he had his briefing talking about his entire, you know, year this past year, he said that he would rather hang out with Doug Dynasty and hang out with Kim and Kanye. And I would agree, because Kanye is an asshole and Kim Kardashian's face doesn't move. So who wants to spend time with, you know, a dead woman and a crazy dude? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Anyway, cute baby though. Cute baby. And Bobby Jindal's comments were just basically, you know, him saying that people should be able to say whatever they want to say, even if it is something like that. And it's like, you are never going to run for president. I hope you know this. You're never going to run for president if you think that people want their governor to have these old ideals. Like, here's the thing. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but this is a country built on the separation of church and the separation of state from each other. So even though those may be your personal beliefs, if you believe in this country, you should believe that people should have a choice to live their lives however they see fit according to their own beliefs and not your own. And that's what I'm going to say to Bobby Jindal. Now, when Phil Robinson made the comments of, he remembers a time when black people were happy singing in the fields, and he's poor white trash, so he's all for, you know, not poor, but he's white trash. So he's all here for the black people because they were on the farms right across from one another. And it's like, so that's the only way white people will consider us equals, is if they consider themselves white trash. That's a smack in the face. For you to say we were happy pre-civil rights movement, that's a slap in the face. Do you really think that the thousands of black people all over the United States dying and fighting and getting bitten by dogs and put in jail and you know, hit with fucking water hoses from the fire department, okay? This is some high pressure water out here. You think we went through all of those things as a people because we were happy being treated like shit under Jim Crow laws? Come on, Phil Robinson. You were in Louisiana. You didn't see anybody get hanged? Really? You didn't know of any black person that looked at a white woman crazy in the 50s and ended up losing one of his limbs or his life? Really? That's my problem. The ignorance. And I don't want to hear anybody talking about, has anybody taught him different? Let me tell you something. I've grown up in Louisiana all my life, and I don't know one Louisiana person that doesn't feel the racial tension in this fucking state. So for him to act like it never happened, like he doesn't know anything about it, that's my pissed off point. So as far as I'm concerned, Duck Dynasty can go shoot up some racist white man's ass, okay? I mean, it's just, it blew my mind, okay? It blew my mind. And it really made me mad because I was on my way to getting my Duck Dynasty sweatshirt from Walmart. So it just really made me mad, you know what I mean? Just last week, me and my boyfriend were in Walmart, okay? Wally, 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 Wally world. And I just was saying, if he's not a racist, I'm going to get my Duck Dynasty sweatshirt, goddammit. You better be sure of it, you know what I mean? And now I can't endorse you because you have, you know, ideals that I just can't support. I can't support you being filthy rich and thinking that black people are now self-entitled. And it's like, oh my God, we're the ones. We're the ones? Oh, okay. Anyway, moving along, you guys. That's enough of this Duck Dynasty bullshit. Moving on. You guys, in the news, okay? I don't remember exactly where. But this is just a standpoint of how I feel women have, like, decreased their intelligence level as a whole over the years. You know what I mean? Not saying that any one woman is stupid or something like that, because obviously I'm a woman, so I feel like there are intelligent women out there. But this young woman is in a car with her friends with a guy that she's just meeting. He's putting the moves on her. She doesn't like it. She tells him to stop. He puts his hands on her. She pushes him away, and he proceeds to beat the shit out of her in the backseat of this car. Her face was bloody. All her black eyelashes and mascara was all over her face. I mean, he fucked her up. So instead of sending his ass to jail for a year, she tells him that if he would sit outside on a corner with a sign that says, "Hunk, if I'm an asshole for hitting women," then she would not press charges. And I have a problem with this, people. Do you know why I have a problem with this? I'm gonna tell you why I have a problem with this, people. And it's because you are belittling a very serious situation. There are women all over the world that lose their lives every day because a man is beating on them, because a man can't control his emotions. He can't deal with the fact that she doesn't want him or she isn't doing what he wants her to do. And for this woman to trivialize such a big deal of him beating the shit out of her by making him sit on the corner with a sign like a 10-year-old child that's bullying somebody makes me want to smack her in the fucking face even harder than he punched her. Because if she thinks that he's gonna learn more from sitting on a corner texting than he would getting his ass handed to him by some bigger niggas in jail, she's sadly mistaken and fucked up in the head. But I just had to let y'all know about that information. Can you believe that? Oh my God. By the way, you guys, if you want to interact with me, I have a Twitter, I have a Facebook, I have a fan page on Facebook that I just recently started because I am starting my own website called bondiesblues.com. I will let everyone know when it becomes available for you guys to go on there, and I will be linking my YouTube videos and my podcast posts and my t-shirts that I'm going to be doing that say, "Oh, all right," because it is a saying of mine, oh, all right. Basically saying that, oh, you're gonna do some dumb shit. Oh, you think that dumb shit's cool? Oh, all right, okay? And a lot of people like my things, so I'm gonna put those on some t-shirts and sell them for you all to have. Yes, and I'm not gonna oversell them. They're not gonna be like $35 for a t-shirt. It's not that deep, okay? I am not in need of the cash to be overcharging for t-shirts, no. Probably about $10 or $15, probably 10, but I'm just saying, and I'll probably do a giveaway as well. So just letting you guys all know that if you wanna get in contact with me, I am Bondi Blue on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, search for me, Bondi Blue, B-O-N-D-Y, B-L-U-E, and I am right there. So getting back into some more of this entertainment news. You guys, our girl Beyonce, yes, she did the unthinkable. She came out with an album with no promotion, and she sells a million copies in 1 week. And it is like the first time she's gone platinum that quick in a very long time. I'm very happy for Beyonce. She seems to be very happy in her life right now. She's got her rich husband. She's got her cute baby. She's got her best-selling album and the adoration of any and everybody, okay? So everybody is loving Beyonce right now. Well, Target decided that because she released her album on iTunes ahead of time, that they were not going to release her album in their stores. So she went to Walmart like a G, spent some money in Walmart with $50 gift cards for everybody that was in the store, paying for the first $50 of all of their purchases, which I thought was awesome. That basically brought her to about $37,000 and some change. So she basically spent bank in Walmart on top of the fact of buying her own album in Walmart and buying her baby a black doll. Thank you very much. You guys, if you have little black girls, please instill in them that black is beautiful and that they should have black dolls, black Barbie dolls, black baby dolls, because you want them to look around and see themselves and see that being black is beautiful. I had a conversation in a hair salon this week about a little girl that was in there saying that she doesn't want no black doll because the black doll is ugly. She doesn't want the black Barbie. She doesn't want any doll that is black because she feels like the white dolls are prettier. And it just broke my heart, and it really hurt my feelings that she felt that way. Who's teaching her that? Why would she feel that way? This is stuff that still goes on. So I think it's so important for us as black women, as black people, to instill in our children from an early age that black is beautiful. Whether you think it matters to them or not, it matters, okay? So you make sure that this Christmas, when you go out buying your daughters all these little Barbie dolls and Polly Pockets and all of them, you make sure there's some goddamn black dolls in there somewhere, okay? Baby, when I was a child, I wanted an American Girl doll, okay? And my mama told me, you got to get the black doll first. And I love me some Addie, okay? I love me some Addie. So y'all need to go ahead and get on that, because I don't want any little girl growing up feeling that being black isn't beautiful, okay? Because let me tell you, it don't crack. And if you take good care of it, it is the shit. Okay, all right. You know, all right. Feel how you want to feel. But anyway, so back to Beyonce. She had an album release party at Dave & Buster's where she got fucked up and had her a funky good time. Drake was there. Zoe Kravitz was there. I think Jessica White, the model, was there. There was a whole bunch of people there, and she just had a great time. There were pictures everywhere. And it's just like a funky good time, okay? I am so down for Dave & Buster's. I am one of those people that relish those kid moments. I still like going bowling, and I still like going to theme parks and eating cotton candy like a crackhead. I still love those kid things myself, and I enjoy them. I wish we had a Dave & Buster's out here in New Orleans, because they stay playing commercials like we got one. Foolishness. Oh, all right. Anyway, so big ups to Beyonce for all of the great things she's doing and giving us that awesome album that I am enjoying so very much. You guys definitely need to get her album if you haven't yet. It is a definite, definite good album to listen to and get your body right to, because y'all know I'm trying to get in shape. Give y'all that Phaedra hum. Anyway, you guys, moving on to some fucked up news. Y'all, Kevin Hart, little Kevin Hart is shitting on everybody. Little Kevin Hart got like umpteen movies coming out in the next few months, in the next year. And he's also doing Walmart commercials. And because of this, he spent $250,000 on computers for schools and rec centers in Philly, where he's from. Philly, where I am from, okay? And somebody stole the damn computers from one of the schools. And it is just... So, I can't stand people that steal. I really can't. Like, I hate people that steal. I have a real problem with people that steal shit. I'd rather you sell drugs than steal shit. At the end of the day, if people want to do drugs, that's their own fucking business. If you ain't selling it, somebody else is selling it. Or they're going to the pharmacy and getting it and overusing it. You know, using it when they're not in pain and all of that type of shit. Trust me. Like, everybody does something. Everybody has a vice. Not everybody, but for the most part, America as a whole is an addicted community. We either popping pills, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, doing heroin, crack, coke, whatever we doing to get by, we out this bitch doing it, okay? Whether you addicted to food, whatever, sex, whatever it is. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I feel like if you're gonna, you know, be doing anything trying to get your money up, I'd rather you be selling dope than out here stealing from people. You take from kids, that's ridiculous. And it's Christmas time and those schools need those computers. Y'all know how hard it is for these black schools to get proper equipment for these kids to learn. And y'all out here stealing they shit, some fuck face ass motherfuckers. I had to curse real bad on that one, okay? It pisses me off, okay? It really pisses me off. I hope they find the fuckers. I really do. And I hope somebody punches them in the fucking nose so they feel like that smell / feeling when you get punched in the nose. If you've ever been punched in the nose, you know what I'm talking about. It's not pretty, okay? On to more racist news. You guys, race is such a matter in the news right before Christmas. I mean, what the fuck, people? Get over it. Stop it. Okay? All right. Justine Psycho, I think that, I'm going to say Psycho, whatever. The bitch is dumb. She's the communications director for media conglomerate IAC. Now, for someone to be a communications director, you would think they know what to say and what not to say on social media. But oh no. This bitch tweets that she's going to Africa and she hopes she doesn't get AIDS. Just kidding, she's white. And I'm like, so you've never seen Rent? You've never seen Rent. White people get AIDS too. White people do get AIDS too. Now, I am a believer that they put the AIDS virus into the water in Africa, and that's how a lot of people started getting it, because I just don't believe that a lot of those secluded villages all of a sudden start getting AIDS because they out here fucking raw. You know what I mean? I'm not ignorant enough to believe that. I do believe that AIDS was a man-made disease that was released, you know, onto people also during the Tuskegee days when they did the syphilis on, you know, on those black soldiers and all type of shit. Like, I'm just saying, America and everybody else is known for doing very fucked up things when it comes to race relations. So for this bitch to make this comment, it was just very disheartening. Like, really? Really? And then you wonder why black people are defensive. It's because the people that are in power still have the mindset that if it's negative, it's to be put in the same box with black people. So when you see black people being defensive about race relations, don't get offended. Don't be mad. Why don't you pick up a newspaper and understand why, okay? I'm just saying. Okay, I'm just saying. I love everybody, and I'm always gonna love everybody. I was raised to love everybody, but I'm very aware of the people that don't love me, okay? Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about some other ratchet things, you guys. I mean, I just want to talk about something ratchet. Have you guys listened to the R. Kelly album called Black Panties? Okay, I don't know if you have, but if you haven't, let me talk to you about it, okay? It is a hot-ass mess. And I do enjoy some of the songs on it, but it disappointed me, and I'm going to tell you why. I feel like R. Kelly is a musical genius. I really do. And I feel like he has a tendency to let his ratchetness overshadow the good music he could be putting out, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, he has given us some really good songs over the years. But Marry the Pussy, Throw This Money on You, Show Your Pussy, no thank you. No thank you. No thank you. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. Like, I get it. But for every other word in the song title to be pussy, and then every other word in the song to be pussy, I'm just baffled by it. I just can't. I mean, and I curse a lot, y'all. I have damn near no filter. And I was like, oh no, I have got to turn this. You are not going to be talking about showing the pussy on my earphones. No, you are not, okay? I don't even listen to Plies in them no more, okay? I don't even listen to certain bow songs when they be talking about monkey on that dick, monkey on that dick. I can't do it no more. You know what I mean? I like my sex shit and innuendos and only cursing to describe exclamation over how good those innuendos are. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I just feel like sometimes R. Kelly tends to go too far. But he did have some really good songs on the album, so I definitely think you guys should check it out if you haven't. One of the songs that I really like is Leg Shaking featuring Ludacris. I think it's a single. I don't really listen to the radio all that much. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Just because I feel like they play the same songs in rotation, and I can just download those songs and put them on my iPod and put them in less of a rotation. Thank you. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Anyway, so that one I really like, and there's a song called Right Back, which go, you know, right back to my niggas. That's my shit, okay? I can't help it. I like the song. I don't know what to tell you, okay? He also has a few other really good songs on there. His song with Kelly Rowland called All the Way is really good. And, you know, some other sex songs on there, Crazy Sex, Physical, you know, They're Good, Tear It Up. You know, he wants to get it in. That's all R. Kelly's worried about. Did you guys hear about R. Kelly not paying child support? I'm going to need for people to get their life. I'm going to need for people to pay their child support, okay? You too damn rich for that, R. Kelly. They said it wasn't true, but I believe you just hurry up and paid the shit because you didn't want the bad publicity for your album because it was about to come out. You know what I mean? No, R. Kelly, get your life, okay? Get your life. Another album, you guys, that I think everybody should go out and buy, and I'm very serious about this, is Amel LaRue's Ice Cream Every Day. It is a wonderful album. It is like the perfect blend of, you know, just like the perfect blend of Amel LaRue. If you listen to her, you know that her music is, it's not world music, but it's R&B, and it's eclectic, and it's soulful, but it's sometimes out of the box, and her lyricism is awesome. She talks about just real shit, and I just love her. I have every one of her albums, and this Ice Cream Every Day album has to be one of my favorites, like definitely in my top two. This one and Morning. I mean, Ice Cream Every Day and Morning have to be my two favorite albums that she's put out, and I really love and appreciate the artistry behind her music. So if anybody is in need of some really good R&B and some music that speaks to your soul, I'm going to need for you to go and get Amel LaRue, people. I really am, okay? Okay. Now, before I end my very first podcast, which I'm so very excited about. I'm going to talk to you guys about some letters that I received in my MFN advice. It's not one specific letter, but just areas that I feel like a lot of people ask me about or want my advice on. So here we go. Three subject matters. Here's the first one. Falling for a guy that seems to only want sex, and with Christmas coming up next week, gifts are a turning point in relationships. The girl wrote me and she was basically saying that she wanted to ask this guy for a gift to see where their relationship was, but he seems to only be interested in sex, and this has gone on for a while where they've kind of gone back and forth in their relationship. He wanted to be with her when she was still with someone, and she didn't want to, you know, leave the person she was with for him because she wanted their relationship to play out. But now it seems like he only wants her for sex. And here's my thing. I find that a lot of ladies refuse to see things that are right in front of their face. Also, you know, also not even just men that only want you for sex, but men that tell you that they want a serious relationship later on in their life. So you're sitting up there waiting on them to decide when they want to be in a relationship, which I feel like is totally unacceptable. I feel like it's unacceptable. And the reason why I can give this type of advice is because I have been with women, I have been with men. I'm not saying I'm a hoe or anything, because I'm definitely not, but I have experienced a variety of different type of relationships throughout my short 25 years. I've been in relationships with crazy people, I've been in relationships with die hard, I love your dirty drawers people, with crazy emotional needy ass people, with I'm fucking around on you but I'm gonna turn it around and act like it's your fault that I'm fucking around on you. Like, trust and believe, y'all, I have been through all types of relationships and I have learned from other people's relationships. So I basically feel as if nobody should be sticking around waiting for anybody. Okay, there is a time and a place for every relationship, and if you guys are not on the same page at the same time, you put all your cards out on the table and basically say, this is how I feel. If you want to fuck with me, great. If not, I'm going to have to move on, because you're missing out on the relationships that you could be having with someone that will give you what you need and what you want while you're sitting up here waiting for this asshole to decide what they want. You know what I mean? I feel like nobody should ever be giving up moments of their life for somebody. At least not in that way. You know, women have more self-esteem. And I know you may not think it's a self-esteem issue, but it's definitely a self-esteem issue if you don't realize that your pocket is hot. And if he doesn't want to get it while the getting's good, somebody else is going to, you know, eat that bitch up. Okay? Somebody else is going to eat that hot pocket up. Okay? Don't nobody have time to be waiting for no man who's basically just sowing his royal oats and shit while you sit on the sidelines being a good woman and a good wife and all that to somebody that isn't ready to commit to you. So I really think that women should keep in mind that it's easy for you to get played these days. You know what I mean? These men go around giving you the most sincere face, and it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit, okay? When a man wants to be with you, when anybody wants to be with you, they make the time for you. Whether it's texting you, coming to see you, wherever you are, being in a relationship with you. If a man really wants to be with you the way you deserve, he's going to give you the time. So if he's not giving you the time, it's probably because he has other chicks, he has other, you know, things going on, and he doesn't want to be tied down to you. So if you haven't gotten the picture yet, he's going to use you. He's going to get sex from you when he wants. He's going to call you when he can't get in touch with the other females that he's fucking with. He's going to take advantage of the situation because you're allowing it. So don't be mad when you get played, because he's basically told you what he wants and you've ignored it because you think for some reason there's some secret hidden reason why he hasn't given all of himself to you. You know what I mean? There's no secret hidden reason. Men aren't that fucking complex, okay? They give you the shit straight off the bat, and women, as women, we want to hear what we want to hear, so we tend to ignore what it really is. So my advice is to never put your life on the sidelines for any man. To never just put yourself in a position where you're at somebody else's mercy. You are the woman. You have the vagina, bitch. You are the prize, okay? So it should be, the ball should be in both of you guys' court, but more so yours, okay? You need to think about it like that. You need to think about being in a relationship as being with somebody who loves you a little bit more than you love them. You should definitely love them with all your heart, but always think of it like that so that when you get with somebody, you're getting with somebody because they're treating you well and not because they look good or they got money or their dick's big and their dick game is ridiculous, because you're going to end up getting hurt because they're never going to give you all of what you really want. And trust me, all of that is not the dick, okay? So that's my advice to you young women. That was basically two of the situations. The last situation is bisexual men. And I got a letter from a bisexual man saying that he has a hard time finding love because the bisexual men are emotionally unavailable. And even bisexual women don't want to date a bisexual man because they don't want to compete with a man. And vice versa, men don't want to compete with a woman. Here's my thing. I don't want to sound ignorant, but in my experience, most bisexual men are only bisexual for a little while until they completely go over to the gay side. In my experience. And if you are a bisexual man out there and you're still bisexual and you still feel like you date both people, I feel like it's just a matter of finding a woman that's fine with that. There are definitely women out there that are fine with that. I mean, look at Portia Stewart. Okay, there are definitely women out there that are okay with dating bisexual men, just like there are men out there that are okay with, you know, dating bisexual men. So I think it's just a matter of finding the type of person that you want to date. Also, I think that sometimes it's not everybody's business straight off the bat. It's not like you down low, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you out here, you know what I mean, stipping your dick in all kind of men's asses and not telling your girlfriend and just using her as some type of, you know, shield or, you know, some type of Judy so that people won't know you're gay. Now, if that's not the situation, then by all means, don't tell her straight off the bat, because it's not like you're dating her just to cover it up. You really do like her. You really are interested in her. And before the relationship gets serious and before you guys have sex, I definitely think that's a conversation that should be had. Protection always, because I know as women, why we don't want to date bisexual men is because we ignorantly, it is an ignorant mind frame, but I mean, it's the realness. You don't want to feel like you can possibly catch something from a man because he's dipping his stick in a dude on the side. I'm sorry, but that's really what it is. And, you know, I'm sure there are men out there that take care of themselves, that wear condoms, that don't do that type of thing. But the stereotype is that you're going to be out here fucking dudes and leaving me at home while you go fuck dudes. And, you know what I mean? We're going to get together and be together. And then years later, you ain't going to fuck me no more because you didn't figure out that you full-blown gay. And, you know, women feel like they want a man's man. And they don't believe that a man's man can be being bent over or sticking his shit in some other dude that's bent over. It's the stereotype, and I don't like it, but it is what it is. And that's why a lot of women feel like that. So, if from the beginning, you stay clear of what your intentions are, the type of person you are, how you protect yourself, then there's a bigger chance that a woman might be accepting of your lifestyle if she feels as if you're not the type of person to put her in harm's way. And you're also not the type of person to be flip-flopping, because as a bisexual myself, okay, if you ain't know, a bisexual myself, I have dated women and I have dated men. And when I was 16 years old, you couldn't tell me that I would be today living with a man, considering marrying a man. But I am. And this is where I am in my life. Am I still attracted to women? Do I still, you know, look at women? Yes, I do, because that's still who I am. But my life is my life. My situation is my situation. And I just so happen to be dating and being in a relationship with a man. And I'm happy with that. Do we look at women together? You're fucking right. Okay. So I just feel like it's a matter of finding people that match you. You know what I mean? And that sometimes takes time. But like I said, you don't always have to give people the information all the time straight off the bat. But before you have sexual intercourse with people, you should give them a choice. Because, you know, that's deeper. That really makes the situation deeper. So I definitely feel like before sex, you should let people know what the deal is. And if they can't deal, fuck them. You move on to the next until you find somebody that's going to be comfortable. And I promise you, all of the millions of people in this world, there are probably a million people out there that are fine with you being bisexual. You just haven't found them yet, boo. Okay? Well, anyway, you guys, that was my very first podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you stayed in to listen to the entire thing. And I will definitely talk to you guys in my next podcast. Don't forget to hit me up on all of my social media sites. Twitter, I'm on there all the time. Facebook, I'm going to start getting back on there more, but Twitter is my thing. Instagram is also my thing. So Bondi Blue on all of those platforms. Don't forget to go like my fan page at Bondi Blue fan page, you know, on Facebook. I love you guys. I am very grateful of all my supporters from YouTube, and I hope you guys come back to listen and follow my podcast. So I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Peace and love, everybody. Bye.